Darrell, for the last couple of weeks, we've kind of been keen on that livestock futures market and what you've been talking about as some highs which have been reached there. You're seeing the signals that we're going to start to come off those high numbers now?
Our last report, Ray, we drew out a couple of issues in the livestock, and we mentioned, of course, that we had an initial speculative sell-off there in during the crop production show in Saskatoon. And that was a bit of an early warning here, I think, that the market was getting tired to the upside, as well as the issue of an ever-expanding level of open interest, which set new record highs just very recently.
Why should we be watching that open interest closely, Darrell?
Well, as you attract more and more open interest, of course, that means that you've got a larger speculative following in the market. And typically, a number of people come into the market late, or what we call weak longs, and they generally are not well capitalized. So the market then becomes vulnerable to these people being taken out in a sell-off.
So as you watch the scenario set up right now, are we having any fundamental reasons behind this anticipated downturn, or is it just going to be speculative buying and selling in the market here?
I think that there is some fundamental reasons building here. Of course, the number of cattle on feed, there was a recent cattle on feed report a week or so ago, and we saw that the placements numbers as well as the marketing numbers were a little outside the range, marketing's being a little bit slack, which is a negative signal. And also a bit of a weakening in the cash markets, nothing substantial yet, but a backing off of a couple cents a pound. So it would appear that as we start moving into the spring months that there will be more inventory coming to market and a weaker cash market looking forward.
Do you see a whole lot of downside risk, Darrell, or is this going to be a gradual decline, as we've kind of seen since last fall?
My concern would be for a sharp decline in futures values, particularly to start here, Ray, if we were to break through recent lows on the Feb contract, which was at just under the 93.85 level, roughly there, and we're trading right now at 93.87, so we're very close to there. We could see a fairly quick cent and a half to 2 cent drop.
For cattle producers at home here, then this is a sign that we could see some loss in value then?
Well, you'll see a very heavy inverse market in live cattle futures with a very steep discount as you go from the April month to the June month. And that June month does not seem to be wanting to close the gap with the April. So it would appear that the strongest cash markets are immediately in front of us right now, and we could look for weakness in the months ahead. Any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website www.keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.